Good evening, I'm Kevin Baird with a KUAC News Minor update. A Fairbanks man has been indicted for allegedly using more than $300,000 in federal grant money to attend flight school and to buy himself an airplane, real estate, firearms, and online pornography. 38-year-old David Michael McGraw willfully misapplied the money while he was working as the finance director of the Yukon River Intertribal Watershed Council from 2010 to 2014, according to a news release issued by the Office of the United States Attorney for the District of Alaska. The Watershed Council is a nonprofit organization that works to improve and preserve the water quality of the Yukon River. The organization received more than $1 million in federal grant money yearly when McGraw was the finance director. The grant money was provided by the Environmental Protection Agency, the Department of Energy, and the National Science Foundation, according to an indictment filed Wednesday in federal court. The village of Marshall has asked Governor Bill Walker to issue an emergency declaration in their community due to a worsening law enforcement situation. The Southwest Alaska community has been without police for much of the past 2 decades, and as KYUK's Teresa Kotsarilis reports, residents are taking the matter into their own hands.
Nick Andrews is the tribal administrator in Marshall.
Living in a village without public safety, there's a feeling of uneasiness. We never know what's going to happen.
It's a tight-knit community of about 500 people, but Andrews says they really need police. He says opioids are becoming a problem. Crimes related to alcohol intoxication increased after Bethel's liquor store opened, and there's been a rise in gun crimes. Andrews can remember 5 times in the past year when shooters have put Marshall on lockdown.
99% of the time they're intoxicated.
Marshall's residents have started organizing the lockdowns themselves over VHF radios, and there are 5 young men in town who've taken it upon themselves to help their neighbors.
They have been making citizens' arrests.
They don't have any police training, but they did manage to talk down Marshall's last shooter back in October. Marshall's Tribal Council unanimously passed a resolution earlier this month, urging Governor Walker to issue an emergency declaration for their region. They hope to generate enough resources to get some law enforcement in the village. It was Andrew's idea.
We're caught in the perfect storm, funding, lagging tribal justice programs, and the regional nonprofit with its own issues.
There are different kinds of law enforcement that operate in the villages, each financed by a different governing body. All of them are underfunded. Marshall's nearest trooper post is a few communities away in St. Mary's, and the weather can delay troopers for days. Over the past 2 decades, Marshall has managed to get a village police officer or a VPSO 2 or 3 times, says Nick Andrews. But they've always left within a year. In a small town with a high crime rate, AVCP's Alvin Jimmy says the job can burn officers out.
There'll be times you'll be dealing with your best friends. That's the biggest thing that I stress out, is that if they ever do become VPSOs, don't expect a lot of friends.
So for now, the community copes as best it can. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.
A joint venture between Fairbanks-based Callahan Construction Company and Anchorage-based Watterson Construction Company has won a big contract for Eielson Air Force Base construction. The military announced Friday that the Callahan-Watterson joint venture has won a contract worth about $19.1 million to build a consolidated munitions administration facility during the next 2 years. Many large construction projects are being bid on this winter as the military proceeds with an estimated $500 million in construction at Eielson in preparation for the arrival of the fighter planes in 2020. The Alaska Senate has passed a bill intended to limit state spending. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the legislation was approved by the Senate Friday after Democratic senators in the minority caucuses staged a protest leaving the Senate floor. The bill says the state should limit spending on state agencies to $4.1 billion starting next year. Minority caucus senators offered 13 amendments. None of them passed. Senate President Pete Kelly of Fairbanks ruled 3 of them out of order so they could not be debated or voted on, sparking the protest. Minority Leader Berta Gartner of Anchorage says the amendments were relevant to the bill.
Just because the chair says something is so, and the caucus members are obligated to follow their leader, does not make it so. And Mr. Chair, with that, We protest those rulings about things not being germane.
Gardner walked out, followed by four other Democrats. The amendments would have required the state to draw at least as much from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings for dividends as for state government spending. With the minority members absent, the measure passed 13-0. Bill supporter Natasha von Imhoff, an Anchorage Republican, says it would set a precedent for future budgets.
This bill is an agreed-upon set of principles which this legislature and future legislators can utilize when setting an annual budget.
The bill faces a difficult path in the House, and even if it becomes law, its effectiveness is clouded. While Democratic senators say the bill won't have a long-term effect, they said it was important to protest Kelly's ruling because it diminished their role. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newstheminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.